Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Well, I can tell you, if a dog hasn't defecated right outside of your work area today, you're having a better day than me. Because apparently unsupervised animals are a thing now here at Odyssey. Rico, you missed it. David didn't, because we watched it happen live. Every turd.
You are looking live.
You are looking live at defecation. I'm sorry.
Get it out.
Let's just get to it.
Let's just get it out.
No, because if I aired all of my grievances with this work environment, we'd be here past six.
Okay.
So why don't we just, we're on to Cincinnati. I wanted to cheer the people up. Has anyone taken a dump outside of your office today? No? Hashtag blessed.
248.
That's where we're at. Hey, have you shared a sink with another adult? I have today. Only one working soap dispenser. David, it was a joy washing hands right with you. So let's get to it. What?
I was going to say, is that where Heather got that from this morning?
I don't know. Let's dive in.
All right.
Kenny, the wings are effed. No, I'm kidding. Listen, okay, we're near the deadline. Rico wants to do his little song and dance here. Now, I know they got destroyed again last night. I know. I was a dumbass and stayed up and... Hell, even at 4-2, I was giving them a shot. The most dangerous lead in hockey is the 2-goal lead. It's scary. 5-2, good night. 6-7, I didn't see 6 or 7. I treated goal 6 and 7 like the MSU game. Didn't bother. So I just...
Yeah, I think I checked out at 6. I was like...
God, you're doing the Lord's work if you stayed up to see 6. But let's talk.
Well, you know, because the inner Kenny said, don't give up on this team.
I know, buddy.
So, okay, 3-2. Yeah, all right. It's not that insurmountable. You come back, tie this thing. Okay, 4-2. Okay, you know what? It's not over.
Maybe it's over.
Get a penalty.
It's over.
It's 5-2.
Look, what I'm not going to do is overreact. If they lost to Arizona, or if we're sitting here Monday and they've lost 5 in a row, it's a different tenor. I think Vegas is on the other side of Arizona. Larkin's hurt. The team has gotten drilled here now a couple times in a row, but I understand they're tied with Tampa. I understand that the once 9-point barrier to playoffs has evaporated, but I'm not willing to change my stance. They're a playoff team. But
so here's the next two games is pretty much the barometer for you?
Yeah. I mean, as long as they, you know, look, go beat the Coyotes on a back-to-back. Go beat them. I mean, you're playing at a high school rink.
You still that car flag at 4?
Yeah, I think they're going to win and be dangerous, and I think Larkin coming back obviously will be critical to that. But here's where I have changed. I don't think they're doing anything at the deadline. I think the best you're going to get as a fan is they trade one of the defensemen you don't like, Petrie, Hull, whatever. Bring up Evanson. It'll be sold that was their move. And in fact, it might be true because Evanson, in the minds of many hockey people, is already far superior to some of these players. So it just, I would look to you. I would look to Kenny. David, we'll get to a 3 because David has to now give me credit for something I told him was going to happen.
But I realize what it's year 5 of the Iser plan. Yeah, this team's, I know, In hockey, you make the playoffs, anything can happen. But realistically speaking, I don't see a Stanley Cup with this team.
Oh, correct.
So do you need to go out there and just sell the future and say, okay, we're going to make this rush? Or, you know what, let's just make the playoffs. And if we happen to go in the first round and lose, you now have playoff experience for all your young guys. Because if that's the case, then I almost agree with you don't really need to make a move of any. Just ride with these young guys, and let's see how far they could take you.
I don't want to play the role of the dog outside of our cubicle today, but allow me a moment to squat. The problem is the market. The problem is the market. You're seeing first-round picks for rentals. I'm not comfortable with the pricing. And what I don't want Yzerman to do is anything irresponsible. I mean, I want to win as much as anybody. And I want to have those playoff drives. A, we have a business to run, and B, it's just fun. But Rico, the pricing, and Kenny, I would welcome you in on this if you disagree or think I'm being inaccurate. It seems to be a very ritzy cost of entry here, and I don't want to do that because I don't think anyone they get is going to propel them all right of a sudden. Like, this isn't 2002. I'm not trading for Brett Hull at the deadline. Kenny, please.
Yeah, a lot of these moves, the bigger ones have been pricier, but we've seen a lot of like C-, D-plus types of trades happen in the last, say, 48 hours.
And none of those, to me, move the needle.
No, but what could move the needle a little bit is if you made one of those D-minus trades with one of your players, like a Justin Hall, who is not producing here, you get rid of him, now you have a roster spot to bring up Edvinson. Exactly. I think that should be the goal moving forward. Before 3 o'clock.
Kenny, my belief is that's the only move you could hope for. I don't think you're going to do nothing else. And the team, unfortunately, with Larkin getting hurt and with the team dumping three straight games since they put the garbage patch, kid patch on their thing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know. I mean, not all the steam out of winning 5-6 in a row is gone, but a lot of it is. You can't go out in a playoff push in the highly competitive East and just dump three games in a row. And they've largely been awful. I mean, Kenny, I hate to use mean words. They've been awful.
No, and this is their get-right spot against Arizona. Arizona plays tonight, so they're going to play a back-to-back tomorrow against the Wings.
Got
to
win it.
They're dreadful. You're going to see a lot of Wings fans in that barn that they have over there, that college dump.
One Rico Beard may be at the game.
Yeah, he said something about that. Are you going to go then?
Rico on his travails.
Wow. You could be the thing that turns this all around, Rico.
That's right. But I would like to talk to the people here. Look, Rico's deal still stands. Our car flag meter of confidence, the trade deadline, all of it. It just, where are you at with this team? I'm not going to overreact. I still think they're a playoff team. Yeah. I still think they're going to get in. I still think they'll be dangerous.
Are you willing to downgrade your car flag status? A lot of people had it at 4.
I'll stay
Some people were saying at 5.
Yeah, I'll stay at 4. That's where I'm at.
Now you've hit a rough patch. 248-539-9797.
But the other angle is I can't yell and scream about Yzerman having to do something. I think they're a playoff team, and I would need to know a name of a player that by way of me getting them, it now enters me into a Stanley Cup window. See, I don't think that player's out there. and certainly not at a cost anyone would want to hear about. I think this summer is where I will begin to stand on a soapbox and go, okay.
For next season.
Bold summer now. Because it'll be, you know, next year, Casper's up. Edvinson is up. You're going to have this thing set off presumably a playoff year. Yeah, I want a bold summer. That cap space better go to use. Free agency, trade, you name it. But the deadline here, I don't know, Rico.
So okay.
But I don't think we're getting our boy Gudas either.
I was going to say, you know who is still out there? My cousin from the woods, Radko Gudas.
Radko Gudas. I'd love it, Kenny. But let's be real. It's a fun radio bit. I don't think Gudas upgrades you into all of a sudden we're going to make a deep run. That's, you know, come on. We got to be fair.
No, it doesn't do that.
We got to be fair.
It's a depth defenseman. That's what that is.
That's right. And he's got a great beard and a bad disposition. And I like all of that.
So am I oversimplifying saying kind of reminds me of what we said about the Lions last year? Let's make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Make the playoffs. Hopefully you get a home game, but you needed to make the playoffs. And now that they've done that, okay, now you got to make moves to win it all.
Yes.
So this is the Wings just make the playoffs year. And you're saying off season.
Yes.
That's when you go and make moves for the cup.
And maybe I'm wrong. I just view it in sports like hockey, basketball, like football at 60 minutes. And anything can happen. Weird shaped football wrapped in pig guts. Hockey, you got to win a 7-game series. As Lomas famously said, that's a lot versus a one and done, couple of bad bounces or somebody blows their leg up.
Right.
But I'm not going to panic. I know it's hard to look at when you've been outscored 11-2 your last two games. I know but again, let's be fair. You beat Colorado here. You lose at their place. If I told you you'd split with them, you'd take it. Right. Florida might be the best team in hockey. All right. They drilled you. For nothing.
You just happen to play Florida and Colorado back to back.
Exactly. So I'm trying to just be on an even keel with it.
People were flying high. That, hey, the Wings. I know. We could do this. So we had some people saying they were at 5 car flags. Have you downgraded your car flags?
I'm still confident they're going to make the playoffs. And I'm still confident they're going to be frisky, if you will. But that's as far as I'll go. And I'm not going to yell and scream about the trade deadline. I can't. There's no player. Kenny. Who would be a player that has been remotely discussed as available that would in a big way move the needle and change what we think about this hockey team? I don't know that player exists.
I think there's an argument for Jake Guentzel. He's a middle six forward, point of game type of guy. He would elevate your team to, yes, we're for sure we could win a playoff round. But beyond that, and I haven't heard the Wings' name mentioned with him, nor should they probably be because that's a price tag. That's going to be a pricey player to pick up. Beyond that, no, I don't see one.
Okay, so then you sit tight. I think it's pretty clear they want to create a space to bring up a stud prospect in Evanson. Size, second pairing guy. Outside of that, I don't think we're getting anything. I wish we were for sizzle purposes, but I can't be mad at Yzerman. I can't demand something that may not exist because these prices,
right.
Some of these deals, these teams are throwing around picks like candy.
Right, and just the fact that I mean, like it or not, this just doesn't look like a team that'll win the cup. So there's no need to go crazy.
I think it's – but here's my question. Year 5 of the Iser plan is making the playoffs, and let's say they have a untimely ass-kicking in the first round. Is that – does that give everyone good vibes? Like, is that enough? See, I have a hard time being mad if people say not quite. That making it – and not being competitive, or like you talked about it. Hey, man, you're going to win the couple of home games. You're going to get to a game 6. I think a lot of my satisfaction, A, the playoffs is minimum. They don't make the playoffs. We have every right to criticize Steve Yzerman, no matter how much it may upset people. If they make it, the satisfaction from making it is really based on the competitive nature of the series.
And that's what I said. Yeah, if you going back to the old deal, you make the playoffs, you lose in 6, you win 2 games here at the LCA. And the games that you lose are 1-point games. So they're tight games. You just didn't get the puck luck. Didn't work for you. You're out 4 games or 2. But you made the playoffs. You made a strong push. Every game was competitive. And you won 2 games downtown Detroit.
See, but my dream for this team going into the season was winning a playoff series.
It wasn't Russell Wilson?
No. That's what my dream was. And you know, sure, I'm not a hockeyista like Kenny, so I don't know names, but I expected the Wings to make a move that put them in that spot to win that playoff series. And I don't see it. All the reports I'm seeing is cutting salary. To me, that's just not acceptable. That's not enough as a fan. That doesn't give me my dream. It doesn't give me what I wanted.
Or you make the playoffs, and next, as Mike said, over the summer, you make the push to go for the cup. This year, playoff. Next year, cup. It's a gradual process. David, you saw it with your Wolverines in football. Heck, Harbaugh took him 7 years, but once he finally got it rolling,
yeah,
it
like,
was rolling.
Once you started cheating and then you built upon that cheating, you really got some velocity and got it going, David.
Yeah, and guess what? After year four, I was not happy with just losing to Ohio State and not winning the Big Ten.
No, you had to get your spyglasses on and really get after it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.